Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, and it's the 10th of April. And I'm recording at, looks like 9:20 p.m., and that is British summertime. Now, the most exciting development, well, it's in the last few days here, is that Trump has actually looked presidential. Even some of his most ardent critics are begrudgingly giving him a little credit. And what for? Well, first was his move on Syria, and following that use of chemical weapons and the horrendous story. And then also he appears to have had about as good a session, I think, with Xi Jinping of China that could actually be expected. In other words, they sat down, they discussed a few things. Obviously, North Korea would have been one of them, and presumably maybe a little bit of talk about trade. But the important thing is that they got to know each other, and it wasn't a silly confrontational meeting at all. So that's all favorable here. Overall, and going back to the missiles that were sent to into targeted that Syrian military base, that's something that really Obama really should have done, because you remember Obama had his red line in the sand, which he mentioned to Assad. Well, Assad crossed it. And he judged it well, because Obama did absolutely nothing. This time, Trump showed more resolve in the situation. And I think, I don't want to look back too much on that Obama history, but that major weakness that the U.S. showed over a long period of time, weakness in the sense of not being willing to participate in difficult situations regarding some military confrontations. Well, that's changed here overall. Now, what else can we say? Stock markets. I have said in recent weeks that we were probably more susceptible to somewhat of a correction phase than we have seen really for quite a few months overall. Now, so far the technical action looks a little bit more like a consolidation. But you know, there have been some downward dynamics on the indices, and those are really kind of warning shots across the bows. Within the narrow trading range that we see for Wall Street's indices, that makes investors nervous overall. And part of the problem for the market is that really it's Wall Street is discounted as some very stimulative measures from Donald Trump. Now, hopefully, those are still going to be forthcoming, but we can't exactly say when, and more people are beginning to say, well, you know, this might be a really watered-down version. You know, maybe we get a 5% corporate tax cut rather than something considerably bigger. And then a number of people are saying that, well, you know, U.S. GDP growth, it may only grow by 2% this year. Well, my feeling is that it will be higher. I think it'll certainly be higher if Trump gets those economic policies formulated and passed. And if he doesn't, and we slip through the year, then we'll certainly have a correction or two. But if those stimulative measures for the U.S. economy remain on track, albeit delayed, into 2018, that would certainly prevent any kind of serious setback in markets. So I'm only looking for a little correction. It's not something that I would be personally, as a long-term investor, that I would be personally selling for. But on the other hand, as well, I would not be chasing equity positions at these levels, because the risks have gone up somewhat. For long-term investors, it's better to ride out it might only be a correction at most. And the fact that Trump has looked a little bit more presidential has helped to keep markets firmer than they might have otherwise been. But you see signs of weakness. I mentioned the downward dynamics that had actually occurred. Also, S&P banks in the U.S. market. Now, they're near five-month lows. The high was in March, and they've come right back down to lows, this is say for the last 5 months or so, and they look vulnerable to a bit further retracement of the very strong gains that they had earlier on last year. Okay, what else can we mention here? Oil prices are really quite firm. And that is because we're getting another attempt to talk prices up. Well, I think it was the Libyan production has been disrupted. And so that's actually helping. But I think people, oil producers, were nervous when we saw crude dropped down to that $50 and fractionally below it level. And so they're talking it up again, even Russia coming out and saying, well, they're actually sort of considering some sort of production cutbacks. Well, they've said that before, and we've seldom seen them. But the Saudis have the really big interest in terms of getting the crude oil price somewhat higher, at least closer to that $60 level. And the reason for that, of course, is the Saudi Aramco sale, which is extremely important for them. They've been talking about that, raising a very considerable amount of revenue. I think it's going to be a large disappointment overall, and I certainly wouldn't be trying to buy any of that. One, because the oil situation is certainly not that exciting, and also because that's going to be run by a government that is understandably more interested in their revenues rather than shareholder rights. Now, what else has happened in here today? Base metals gave up a little bit of ground, but not too bad overall. Precious metals, platinum clipped in here today, down $20 to 942.6. That's going nowhere. That's just locked in a range overall. The outperformer, partly because I described it as being more like a base metal, was the palladium, but that's down, you know, almost $14 in here today. So certainly it's lost its upward momentum. Silver backed off, what was it, the March high? $17.93, that's down 22 cents. Gold's a little steadier here overall. If I'm pressed, and I'm pressing myself on this, in terms of what is gold and silver going to do, I would say they've got a fair number of reasons for moving higher, and that's uncertainty. If we do see a correction, that might help them as well. And also the dollar, which is the big headwind to a rise in precious metals. I think the dollar is going up over the medium to longer term, but it's not going up right now. Trump's been very successful in talking that down, but overall the interest rate hikes I think will lead to somewhat firmer U.S. dollar. Now, in stock markets here today, well, it was a relatively quiet day. In the Asia Pacific region, we saw Japan somewhat firmer in here today. But most of the Asia Pacific markets were a little bit lower. The Australian market was an exception. Gains there. India, which has been on fire recently, and I think will be on fire over the next 10 to 20 years. India is really my top favorite stock market in that region. So much going for it. From demographics to governance, Narendra Modi, they don't come better. And the modernizing that he's doing going to be, it's already proving to be incredibly effective. European markets, well, mostly a little bit lower here today, but really a very quiet day overall. Wall Street was up most of the day, but in the last half hour of trading, it gave up modest gains. It still closed up tiny fractions. It was virtually an unchanged day here overall. Government bond yields are still hovering, the U.S. 10-year still around that 2.36, I believe. And that's pretty much it on Monday the 10th. So all the very best to all of you.